Dear Lou's Journal. It's Saturday, January 29th, and I do not feel so hot. I woke up and I was running a fever, and I was trying to enjoy my breakfast there, but I just didn't feel like eating. I kept sweating too much. I don't know what's wrong. My tattoo is all red. I'm probably going to go to the hospital after I finish doing this here. It's hard to think about improving yourself when you're a sweaty, feverish mess and your tattoo is starting to turn real red. I hope it's nothing serious. All right, Journal, wish me luck. I'm going off to the doctor there. Hey there, everybody. Lou here, January 29th, coming at you with LouCast. Boy, it was a rough night last night. I spent it in the hospital. I just got home a little bit ago. I'm going to live and everything, but I'm still dizzy and sweaty and a little feverish. They said I'm going to be like this for a couple days. It's not really anything to worry about, but I should probably lay off the sauce for a week or two. See how that's going to go. So it was blood poisoning from the tattoo I gave myself. Yeah, I mean, I knew something was wrong when the wolf started talking to me. I said, Lou, this ain't right. Tattoo wolves don't talk to you. That's what I said to myself. And then Eleanor was like, Lou, what are you talking about? And then I started telling her about how the moon was looking at me funny, and she called the ambulance. Got there in time. They pumped me full of medicine and vitamins, and hey, everything's going to be okay, all right? So that's today's lesson. Everything's going to be okay, as long as you can go to the hospital when you need to. All right. See you tomorrow, people. Dear Lou's Journal, Sunday, January 30th. I went to the hospital yesterday. Turns out I poisoned my blood pretty bad when I gave myself a tattoo. I know, Journal. You don't have to tell me. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed in myself. And I gotta say, a little bit in you, why didn't you say anything? I know you're just a journal and you can't say anything, but contained within your pages is a certain wisdom. A wisdom based on just being able to see how I've thought and what I've done in the past and knowing that I probably won't make any significant changes in the future. So as I journal more and more, I can see my habits emerge. And I'm hoping that once they emerge in a way that I can fully see them, then I'll be able to change them. But, hey, maybe it's working already. All right, Journal. I gotta go lay down. I'm still not feeling good. Hey there, everybody. Lou here coming at you with the LouCast. It's the 30th of January. It's a Sunday again. I'm still laid up pretty bad with the blood poisoning. It's led to some pretty interesting dreams, though. I think the wolf I tattooed on myself might be a spirit guide. Not that I believed in any of that stuff until it started happening to me, but hey, people, when your tattoo starts talking to you, you got to listen to it. And it was telling me to change my ways. It was saying, Lou, you can't just keep wasting your life building airplanes there. You ain't been to work in 3 months anyway. What are you doing? What are you doing, Lou? And then I don't know what he started talking about then after that because, passed out again. But I only got a couple more days of being like this. The antibiotics are starting to work. I can walk all the way around the house again. Couldn't really stand up for more than a minute before. Now I'm doing great. So, again, people, I urge you, if you want a tattoo, see a professional there. All right? Lou's out. I'm going to go throw up. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Monday, January 31st, and I'm starting to feel a little better. I'm not back to 100%, but, you know, being laid up with blood poisoning makes it difficult to meditate and, you know, think about improving myself. But I guess it was a nice break from all that because I got to see how serious the consequences of my actions are. And I really didn't think through this whole give myself a tattoo thing. I was just bored. And I had some needles and some ink around, so I thought, hey, why not? What could go wrong? Well, turns out you can almost die. That's what can go wrong. Oh, this encounter with my mortality was a little bit too much to process today. So, I'm going to go think about it and maybe I'll write some more about it later. All right, journal. I'll see you. January 31st, we're almost done with this horrible month here. So we had like the third wave of the plague. I got blood poisoning. There's all kinds of terrible things. Still ain't working. I ain't going back to work for at least another week now till the poison's all out of my system. Then I don't know what I'm going to do. That wolf told me to change my ways. I don't know if he means chase my dreams or just shut up and be more responsible. But he's a hallucinated wolf. How much stock do I want to put in his words? You know? How much do you believe a wolf that you tattooed onto your thigh that came to life during a blood poisoning episode? People, if I knew that, I'd be a lot more rich than I am now. Alright? Alright, that's your Lucas for today. Dear Lou's Journal, it's February 1st already. Boy. I should be used to how time plays tricks on me by now, but I don't think I ever will. I'm starting to feel a little better. I think I'm almost done being blood poisoned. I can get back to the important work of learning how to meditate and all that stuff. Yeah, I haven't been. It's been hard to meditate when you're hallucinating from fever dreams every time you lay down. But I guess fever dreams, they contain their own little lessons, I guess. I don't really know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm just starting to be able to make sense of my surroundings after a couple days of being pretty out of it. Maybe I should just not go so hard on myself until I'm back at full strength there. That'll be a good thing, huh, Jonah? Cut myself a break. Yeah, I'm just going to relax today and rest up so I can get back to doing what's important. Making myself a better Lou. Have a good day, Journal. Hey there, everybody. February 1st. Tuesday already. How'd that happen? Huh? Tuesday and a new month. Yeah, I ain't looking forward to February. February, as far as I'm concerned, is the Wednesday of months. You know, it's the way you spell it. It makes no damn sense. F-E-B. R-U-A-R-Y. I'm 46 years old almost, and I gotta look at a calendar every time I want to spell it. But then most calendars just have F-E-B on it. Like, I already know the abbreviation calendar. Your job is to give me all the information I need about the month. That includes how it's spelled when you spell the whole word, not just the abbreviation. Jesus. R-U-A-R-Y. Are you serious? That's how you're spelled? Come on now, February. Get it together. Cut us a break, all right? Dear Lou's Journal, it's Wednesday, February 2nd. Every day I feel a little better there. I think the poison is just about gone from my blood. I literally feel like a poison has left my body. Maybe because that's what literally happened, Lou. Literally, you know. Not literally, literally. Anyway, Journal, this convalescence, that's a word I got from my calendar there. Convalescing means to recover from an illness. So anyway, during my convalescence, I didn't meditate or anything. And I think, you know, maybe I'm not done being poisoned because this is like yesterday's journal entry. All right, that's enough for today. I need some new material. It's hard to get fresh new ideas to journal about when you've just been sick. So let's see about tomorrow. All right. Hey there, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. Yeah, I know I normally hate Wednesdays, and I still do, but let's try to just not dwell on things we hate. That's what Lou's doing. I got my mind back from the poison blood I had there. I'm starting to feel better. No more night sweats, you know? No more shaking or hallucinations. I haven't seen that wolf in a while. I hope you don't come back. you know? Oh, boy. Hey, I got to be honest with you people. I don't know what to say today. I mean, I've been sick with blood poisoning, and there's not really much to talk about here. So I'm going to go do some things. Maybe something will happen by tomorrow. All right? Take it easy today. Dear Lou's Journal, February 3rd, Thursday there, feeling much better today, much more with it. Gonna try to get back on the meditation train today, start thinking about not being sick, getting used to it again. Boy, I hope I don't have another brush with death soon. I really need to stay on top of my physical health this year. Normally I just assume that I could just wish everything away. And so far it's worked, but couldn't wish this blood poisoning away. The power of stupid thinking is pretty limited. And I keep learning that in the harshest manner possible. That's something to stop doing, you know? Man, come out right out of this sickness and I got something to work on there. This process is unrelenting. Well, I guess I better get to it. See you, journal. Hey there, it's Thursday. Man, February 3rd. Jeez, I didn't realize that yesterday the date was all twos. You know, it was 2-2-22. I mean, I didn't realize that because it's dumb and I don't give a shit about it. But I got to tell you, I'm in the minority there. Everybody I ran into was just like, oh, did you notice today's date was 2-2-22? Oh, today's 2-2-22. Oh, today's 2-2-22. That's all I heard all damn day. I was in a good mood because I just got over my blood poisoning, and then all I hear is about the number two all day. Like the whole world turns into fucking Sesame Street. Ugh, God, people, time is an illusion. See through it, all right? God, it doesn't matter what days it is or what numbers are. Or what, you know, freak out. Why do we even have a calendar? Yeah. Man, losing a bad mood today. All right, I got to go fix this. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Friday, February 4th. Man, this week is really going quick. I guess it'll do that when you spend half of it hallucinating. So I'm starting to get back to normal here. It's all, feels nice. Yeah, I get used to being healthy there. Like I said yesterday, I'm going to try to pay more attention to the fact that I'm mortal and human. It can't hurt, right? I mean, you know, taking care of your meat sack. It's probably good for you. I don't know where to start, though. Maybe just long walks there. Long walks are, they seem pretty meditative. It's kind of like a quiet lunch without food. Yeah, that's it. Walk your way to wisdom. Ah, that's something for the podcast, not for the journal there, Lou. Keep them separate. Okay, journal. I think I'm done for today. See ya. Hey there, everybody. Friday, February 4th, 2022. And it's the LouCast. What kind of Friday are you going to have? Freaky? Funny? Fantastic? Fabulous? Fiendish? The sky's the limit there. You just pick a word that starts with F, and then you can have a freaky fun February Friday. Just like that. It's not as good as 1, 2, 3, 4 is the date or whatever, but you know, you make the day the best you can with what you have. And that's what Lou does, and that's what he wants you to do. Man, so good to not be blood poisoned. Ah, I'm going to go enjoy that. All right, people, I hope you're not poisoned. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Saturday again. February 5th, 2022, for the first and only time. Oh, looks like I can't avoid going back to work anymore. I make a lot of jokes about it and everything, but I really don't don't think I could do it. I never liked it in the first place, and having the chance to step away from it and then look within myself, I find that there's really nothing for me there except a paycheck, and I'm going to be honest, I could probably find a way to make that money without hating myself. I think that would go a long way to fixing a lot of my problems there, so I'm going to talk to my boss, let him know what's going on, and see if I can cut back some hours or something. Jeez, it's a big change, Lou. All right, Journal, thanks for helping me do the necessary things to improve myself there. I'll see you later, buddy. Hey there, everybody. Happy Saturday, February 5th there. This is my last Saturday of madness. Got official word there. Going back to work on Monday. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Going to work and living my best life aren't the same thing anymore. I'm not sure they ever were. I was under some kind of hypnotic spell there, you know. Before you know it, you got a mortgage and a kid, and your back don't work so good, and then that's it. Just wait it out for 50 years until you retire. That doesn't sound like a good plan to Lou anymore. And I hope it doesn't sound like a good plan to you. Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody's talking about the great resignation. That's a little bit, you know, I don't want to join no movements or anything, but Lou's done. Lou's done participating in this society in the way he has been. And yeah, drop out, people. Tune in, turn on, and drop out and do something better with your time. All right? See you tomorrow. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Sunday, February 6th, 2022. Tomorrow is the big day where I go into work and talk to my bosses. Deciding to leave that job is taking a giant weight off of me. I feel like I'm 20 years younger and I can stand up straight again. I'm even looking at myself in the mirror. I had no idea that hating your job could spill over and complicate a lot of other areas of your life. I thought that's just how it is. Well, what I'm learning is things don't have to be how they are. It's just inertia is a powerful force, and once you start to overcome it, you can do things you didn't think possible, like leave a job you hate. I think I can do this, Lou. Come on, get it together there. Don't go right up to the edge and back out. That's what you've been doing your whole life, Lou. All right, Journal. Thanks for the support there. Hey there, everybody. Lou here. Happy Sunday to you. Hope you're still in your bathrobe. Hope you're taking it easy and getting the real Sunday experience in. Maybe sitting out back crushing beers. It's a good way to spend Sunday. Sitting inside staring out the window with a cup of tea. That's a good way to spend a Sunday. Going to work. That's not a good way to spend a Sunday. Either is getting ready for tomorrow. Jesus, Monday's back, huh? Boy. Now that it's all over, this pandemic didn't last long enough, you know? I was reading the paper today, you know, the Sunday paper with all the advertisements in it, and it used to be my favorite there. The comic strips came in colors. Jesus Christ, the comic strips are evil places now, you know? Like, Ziggy's been locked up for talking to God too much. I guess he told the wrong person about it, and, Dilbert's doing time for corporate fraud. Funky Winkerbean, everybody in Funky Winkerbean has cancer. And Kathy's in the middle of this, like, Me Too thing. Like, if you're looking for funnies, don't go to the funny pages there. I guess it's ironically named now. All right. See you later. Dear Lou's Journal, just a few short hours I'll be resigning from my job there. I didn't think I'd be so nervous, I thought I'd be happier. Oh well, I mean, it's nice being surprised by yourself, I guess. I don't know. I don't really feel like journaling today. My stomach's a little upset and my mind is racing there, and you know, I act all different than that. But in reality, I'm kind of a quiet mess inside there. You know, but I'm just gonna do it anyway. I'm going to breathe my way through it. I'm going to use everything I learned so far, and I'm just going to get it done. So wish me luck, journal. Here I go. Off to face the beast, the allegorical dragon of my alchemical transformation or something. That's what those books would say. All right. Later. Hey there, everybody. It's Monday, February 7th already. God, we're halfway to Valentine's Day. Oh, I got to get, I get Eleanor these, the Necco wafers, but I know some guy with a pill press. He makes them with Xanax in them. So she gets those and we're both happy. It's just about a week and a half of her just being real nice and sleepy, you know, not worrying about nothing. That's the way to do it, people. Worry is the number one killer there. You know, whatever it takes not to worry. You gotta do that. Because once you stop worrying, then you're all right. All right. You know what? I can't keep my mind on this podcast today because I got to get up and go to work. I've been thinking nonstop about it and wondering what could go wrong. Hey, Lou, you're worrying about work and you're talking about not worrying. Jesus. Yeah. All right, then. Let me go before I go full hypocrite on you. Dear Lou's Journal, Tuesday, February 8th, 2022 there. Guess who is no longer a full-time employee of Acme Airplane Assembly? That's right, Lou. Well, that's not entirely true. They talked me into this sweet deal where I work 2 days a week for the same amount of money. Yeah, it's not a boss-driven economy anymore. The average Joe like me finally has some leverage. So while it lasts, I'm gonna work that leverage there. This complete revamp of my psyche I'm going through, it's not something you could do with working 40 hours a week and then drinking 60 hours a week. That's 100 hours a week. I don't even know how many hours are in a week there. It's less than 240, but more than 100. So I guess that's work-life balance. I don't know, journal. Oh boy, what have I done? I'll see you tomorrow. Hey there, everybody. Happy Lou's Day, February 8th, 2022. What a fantastic time to be alive, huh? I went to work yesterday. Same old shit. But at the end of the day, I just went up to my boss and I was like, look, I'll come in Thursdays and Fridays and that's it. You can take Monday through Wednesday and shove it up your ass. Or I can come in not at all. And they said, Lou, you can't do that. You got to work the whole week. And I said, I quit then. Okay, have fun replacing me because we're in a great recession / great resignation. There's all kinds of great things going on out there, you know. So why don't you just go ahead and get another airplane builder in here tomorrow? Well, they changed the tune after that, and I'm working 2 days a week now. So that's more time to put on this podcast here. And, you know, I ain't going to miss the money. I mean, Eleanor's Etsy shop's been doing good. You'd be surprised how many people buy jars of burps, you know, dirty socks. I don't know what she does. But anyway, pays the bills. So get out there and think creatively about paying your bills. You can get out of the rat race, too. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Wednesday again. Seems like there's one of these days every week. It's February 9th, 2022. And I got the whole day to myself there because I'm newly liberated from the soul-crushing paradigm that is the 9-to-5 culture here. I don't know how long I can spend all day improving myself. I mean, I'm bound to either give up at some point or actually change and... I guess it'll take care of itself, right? I mean, there's no use of me wondering what I'm going to be like after I'm transformed into a better version of me when I have no idea what that better version of me is going to look like. I mean, I know what it's going to look like. It's going to look like me. But you know what I mean, journal. You always understand me. this journaling habit has been pretty mind-blowing there. Glad I stuck with it, Journal. See you around, pal. Hey there, everybody. Happy Wednesday, February 9th, 2020, Lou. Did I make the 2020 Lou joke yet? Yeah, well, it ain't going to be the last time you hear people. That's for sure. Supposed to go to work tomorrow, but called out sick for the rest of the week, you know? They weren't happy, but don't give me sick days if you don't want me to use them, all right? The world don't work the way it used to anymore, and Lou ain't acting towards it the way he used to anymore, all right? I got this podcast to do. I got my self to actualize. I got a lot of things going on, people. You know? I mean, it's a storm inside of me. It's an imperfect storm. The imperfect storm inside of me that's quelled by the power of breakfast and conversational lunches. Hey, I forgot about them. I made that idea up. I got blood poisoning and I dropped it. All right, look, I got to go call the guys and see if they can do lunch this week. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I was supposed to go to work this morning, but I called out sick. I just don't have my head in the game. Yeah, I'll work it out next week. It's no big deal. We get sick days for a reason, and so I use them. I used to feel guilty about taking care of myself, but I don't. It's not an act of selfishness to make sure that I'm okay. How that ever got to be the case is beyond me. There's a lot of problems with this culture we live in, and, you know, I ain't gonna fix them, but I gotta find a way to exist within them, and also not partake of them. I guess that's just a natural byproduct of becoming a better person. You realize that, it's you're not being helped to be your best self by the world. The world wants to take advantage of you and break you down and use you up and calls you selfish when you won't let them. But, all right, Journal, let me get off my soapbox here. I got my own problems, you know? Have a good day. How's it going, Lou Heads? It's Thursday, February 10th, huh? Jesus, Valentine's Day is next week. Better talk to my buddy, bet the heart-shaped Xanax there. It's gonna be nasty if I don't pick him up. Oh, God, what else is going on there? Yeah, I was listening to some podcasts. Do you guys ever hear these things? How come at the end of it they say, like and subscribe to our podcast and listen to us in your favorite podcast app? Like, moron, how do you think I'm listening to you? I already know how to find you. God. That's why, going forward as I develop my content there and spread my brand awareness, I ain't going to be doing that to you. Guys, people who listen to Lou are already smart. They know how to find me. They know how to get podcasts. All right? You just say politely, maybe check out my website, louandstew.com. Me and Stu build it together. We think you'll like it. It's got all the episodes of everything. All right. Yeah, I don't want to keep you from going to louandstew.com there. It's just an easy little, you get your internet browser. Lou, what are you doing? You're turning into what you hate again. All right, let the people go. All right, see you, people. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Friday, February 11th, 2022. Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm getting the hang of this self-improvement gig. I mean, I stopped reading those books because they're not interested in helping me. They're interested in selling me things to help me. They're two entirely different propositions there. And I wish they were a little honest, you know. But anyway, I managed to see through it there. I'm all into Asian philosophy now. This Zen stuff's really cool, and I think I'm going to read some more about samurais. I mean, I always had an infatuation with the samurai sword and ninja movies, from being a kid, but maybe I should read an actual book about samurais. see what they were really up to. Yeah, I'm gonna go do that now. See you, Juno. Hey there, everybody. Happy Friday, huh? You made it to another one. Lou's proud of you. Real proud of you. All right? Jeez. Let me just bask in my pride for a minute. Yeah. All right, that's enough of that, people. We got the weekend to deal with. I got to talk to the guys. We're supposed to be going out to lunch today. And as you know, normally we go out to lunch and we don't talk to each other at all. And it's fantastic. But we came up with this great idea, and we're gonna speak. But the rule is that only one person at a time can speak, and we're gonna have a special speaking skull. You know, it's not a real skull. Calm down. It's just a Halloween thing. And whoever's got the speaking skull, they can talk, and then they give it to whoever would like to reply. And that way, we think we can combine the silence and the conversation into one lunch. And we'll see, you know, we're just going to go see. Why don't you go see what you're capable of? All right. I'll see you tomorrow.